Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms today signed legislation aimed at closing the city's jail. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Standing outside the city's detention center, Mayor Bottoms approved forming a task force to determine how to close and repurpose the facility.
As we transition out of the jail business in the city of Atlanta, and we transition away from the concept of mass incarceration, it doesn't mean that we are soft on crime. What it means is that we are taking the proactive step.
The jail's population has declined to about 100 a day since the city ended cash bail and terminated its contract with federal immigration enforcement. Bottom says she hopes to start transforming the space before her current term ends in 2021. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A top Netflix executive today said the company will help fight Georgia's strict new abortion law. In a statement, Netflix chief content officer Ted Sarandos also said the media giant will, quote, rethink our investment in Georgia. Thanks to tax credits, film and television production companies bring billions to the state. Georgia's abortion bill goes into effect January 1st, banning virtually all abortions. The Georgia Ports Authority has elected a new chairman. Augusta Construction Company executive William D. McKnight will begin serving July 1st. GPB's Drew Dawson has more.
McKnight was appointed to the board 6 years ago by then-Governor Nathan Deal. As chairman, he'll oversee the Georgia Ports Authority and the team that manages day-to-day operations. With projects to expand the port's ship, container, rail, and truck capacity well underway, he'll focus on improving their competitive edge.
We're starting a service to Chicago with CSX this week. So a box that's delivered to our yard will be delivered to the CSX yard, and then 3 days later, it'll be in Chicago. That's kind of unheard of. If you're going through New York, it's going to take you 40 days.
Georgia's deep-water ports have an economic impact of $84 billion a year. McKnight says work to deepen the Savannah Harbor should be completed over the next 3 years. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.